Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Stepmom Podcast. My name is Jenna Garcia, and I'll be your host. It's been a minute.
So, okay. I just thought it was a neat concept that we haven't really delved into yet.
Yes, but I have a point. So you say your thing, and then you can refill my wine, and I'll say my thing.
So... we were just jaw-jacking, but I just now thought of something we haven't talked about yet. When Jaden was injured 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, when Summer, my first wife, ex-wife, came to stay with us when he was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She was there for 3 weeks, going on
a month. It was like two and a half, 3 weeks.
It was a while, yeah. Right? She didn't hesitate to fly here to see him in the hospital, obviously, mom stuff. And we told her, hey, you can stay with us. You can stay in his room because, it's his room. She was welcomed to our home. Mm-hmm. And you got to see, and this is where I was going with the whole thing. You got to see me interact with her in real time for the first time ever, albeit the awful circumstances, how I've always interacted with her.
Yes.
For 19 years at that point of this kid's life.
It was 17, but yes. He was 17
when he was run over. I'm thinking 2019. Yeah. Yes, sorry. But I didn't fake a single second of that, and neither did she.
Yeah.
Because even if I had, she'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what's wrong with
you?
What
are you, stupid?
Why are you acting weird?
So you got to see me interact with my first ex-wife from the year 2000, mind you. The way I am, as you know me, and the way I am as she knows me, mm-hmm. There's no way to fake that.
Yes.
Especially when your kid's high school age.
Yes.
So you got to see the truth in real time, mm-hmm. and obviously some very emotional parts of her because of him, mm-hmm. and how I react to you or her or both of you as you're reacting to him being injured.
Okay.
I just made sure your wine was filled, and I took it very personal when he tried to tell his mom no or fuck off or yell at her.
Yeah.
She came downstairs crying. I'm like, nope. The fuck you are.
Yeah.
I'll fucking double your brain trauma. You talk to your mom like that again. Anyway.
Your brain trauma.
Because he raises... You know,
fuck your TBI. I'll give you another one.
Talking shit to his mom. Yeah. Cry. She comes downstairs and I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so...
It's a provable point that I am the man that you married.
Yes.
No different with her at all.
Yes.
On the phone or in person.
Correct.
And you got to see in real time while she lived in our house as a guest while he was in the hospital.
Yes.
I can prove I am not... the dickhead that Cammy says I am.
Yes.
I didn't change in between wives.
Yes. Okay. Now my point. Would you agree, yes or no, that you were respectful to Summer?
I think I am.
I think you are too. Would you agree or not that you were respectful to Cammy?
I think I am.
Exactly. So who's not the problem here? That's my point. Like... you are the same to both of them. You text respectfully. You speak to them respectfully. You're respectful to them in person.
Don't
you
raise
just
my voice.
You just enjoy Summer way more than you.
Well, yeah, she's. Or do you agree with me? She's way more.
No, I do. I totally agree. But I'm saying, like,
how about a glass of wine and a movie, and we can all joke instead of you being an asshole.
Yeah,
on my front porch,
or being the
passive aggressive.
Yeah,
the insecure, awful person.
Yeah. But that's my point, is that you are respectful to all of us. Mm-hmm.
There's a singular common denominator and failure point that is not respectful to everybody else in that group. We're all respectful to each other, except for one person who's respectful to nobody.
Except none of us like that one person.
Well, it's because that person's not respectful to everybody else.
Yes, but it's kind of like what you always say to the kids, like, if a teacher says that all the kids are assholes, it's not the kids that are assholes. It's the teacher, yeah. Right? So if one person out of all four of us included in this blended family of ours don't get along, who's the asshole? It's probably not you, Summer, or I.
if you drive to work every single day and every person you run into an asshole is an asshole, you're probably the asshole.
Yeah.
But hey, we can all agree they're your kids. You don't need to say that every time you think they need to be taken care of, because you'll take care of your kids.
Yep. What was it you were saying earlier about, like, how I am with the kids? It wasn't like I do the same stuff, but it was like, it was something like that. What was it?
I don't know, but I feel like we're more blended with Summer than we will ever be with Cammie in the history of mankind.
Yes, because we go
She's awesome. Like, you visit her when you're contracting on the East Coast.
Yeah. If she lived in the same town as us, we would be at each other's houses at least once a week.
Y'all would just...
At least.
She'd come out after work and be like, this motherfucking day.
Yep.
And pour me a glass of wine.
Yep. Fill my wine.
I'll be outside watering the grass with Dixie having diarrhea.
But I think... what was I saying?
It's easily provable, though, where the singular failure point is. Yes. That's what I was saying when I started.
Yeah.
I know who the asshole is in this entire scope of my life, because it's always the same person who's an asshole. So that's an easy pinpoint, right?
Yeah, because everything else is fine. But also... Someone
want to get out of the house, go on vacation, come out west, fucking go whitewater rafting. She'll be like, hey, what are y'all doing? I'm like, hey, we got a guest bedroom. She'd show up in a day and be like, cool. She'd drop her bag. She knows where the bathroom's at. She'd help herself with the fridge. Knows where the bathroom's at. I mean, none of this would be, I mean, new house. But she would still be like, oh, nice house. Hey, y'all want a glass of wine? Could she get you and her a glass of wine? And you guys catch up and talk about the trip or whatever. The single point of failure will always be that same person, as it would be with Bobby. He is the single point of failure in everything I know about you.
Yeah.
Single point of failure. So, apparently, at least once in our lifetime, we suck at picking mates.
That's true.
But at least once in both of our lifetimes, we're pretty good at picking mates.
That's true. I think Summer was a good...
To be clear, I prefer you over Summer.
Yes, I believe you.
There's a reason we've been divorced 21 years.
Yes, I believe you. But I think Summer was a good choice for you, obviously, because Jaden. But also, like, you know, you live and learn, and you guys have remained friendly over the years and respectful to each
other.
She's
done really well for herself.
You've raised
of her. She's been an excellent mom. I mean,
yes,
I could not ask for a better ex-wife, frankly.
Yeah,
or
she's
mom
the
to Jaden.
Best ex-wife in the entire world.
I'm telling you, I won the lottery with that one, and there's no way I was going to win that twice, so, you know.
So it's your fault.
It's basically my fault.
Oh,
I tried to... Nope. Third time's a charm, though.
That's right, yeah.
That's what's fucking up.
That's right.
But that's how I know I didn't fuck it all up completely, because a guy who's been married 3 times, most people are like, oof, you got some shit going on.
I did think of that initially. I was like, oh, gosh, like,
and
he's been married
twice. And married me,
before.
So what's that say about you?
You're hot. It says I'm horny and you're hot. Help me, I'm horny.
But... You meet my first ex-wife, and you're like, oh, well, shoot.
I like her.
She's not bad.
Yeah. I was just texting her the other day. I forget what... I think it was about cleaning.
It might have been. You guys actually had a conversation going on about something specific.
Oh, it was the bathroom spray. Yes. I was like, hey, does this smell good? And she's like, eh, it's all right. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to buy
never
it
mind.
Then. Yeah.
But I think that's actually proof of concept, and I don't have shitty taste in women.
No, you don't. You just did one time. That's all.
Oh, no, one time. It was...
Yeah.
That nailed it.
And same with me. Down. That one time.
See, we're all out of mistake, right?
That's right.
I think that actually ties into... I don't remember the way it's put, but you can tell a lot about a person based on their past interactions with people, how things ended up in a relationship, or even something as simple as when you went on a date, how did you treat the restaurant staff type of shit?
Yes.
Like, how are you as a person?
Yes. I've told you stories, so you know.
If you're at the restaurant and they're rude to the server, you do not want to take that person home because they're going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But it kind of carries over to what's your relationship now with a serious ex? Because if you have a kid together, you got to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even have to talk to Summer now, ever. Yeah. I haven't since Jane was 18, but we still talk.
Yeah.
You still talk.
Yeah.
Because he's still alive and he still talks to all of us.
But even when I talk with her... That's when you
know co-parenting went right.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
But even when I talk with her, it's not only about him.
Exactly.
Like, we've built a friendship. Other stuff. Yeah. But with you, like, if she called you right now and was like, hey, Jaden told me blah, 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 and this is what I want you to do, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Like, what was it? 7 years ago? It was 14 or 15. He was like, hey, I want a nose ring. I'm like, no.
Yeah. It was 15 because I was around.
I want an eyebrow ring. I'm like, no. And he was like, why? I said, I don't owe you a fucking why. You're a child. I said, no. And when he called me initially, she was like, hey, call your dad. And I heard in the background. He's like, fucking told you. Told you you'd say no. You didn't believe me. Like, you know,
yeah. Totally justified. And she didn't even give you a warning. Nope. I don't remember. She just said,
call your dad and see what he says.
Yeah.
Fucking right out of the blue. And I was like, no.
Because she knew. She knew what you'd say. Because
we have very close wants and standards for the kids. Just like you and I do.
Yeah.
She's like, I fucking told you, dumb idiot. You should not have taken that bet. And then he kept texting me like a couple hours later.
He's
like, I would feel really a lot better if you gave me a reason. I said, I don't know your fucking reason. You're a child. And my answer is no. And then he didn't talk to me for fucking days.
Yeah.
He had to absorb that. Like, I don't owe you an explanation, asshole. You're a child. Shut the fuck up and do what you're told. He was like, ugh. Yeah. He had nothing.
Remind me whose permission you need to get that done.
Right? She was like, I'm not okay with it. Ask your dad. He was like, okay. Calls me up. I said, no. She was like, woo! Like, I'm positive I heard her fucking hoot in the background. Like, told you.
We got to get her on. That'd be so fun.
She would actually be a blast of a guest.
Yeah, she would.
Because she's had her own adventures that had nothing to do with me, which would actually be pretty fucking neat, I think, when it come to Carter's dad.
Oh, honestly. Yeah, that's true. But also, like, her relationship with Sal's wife.
Oh, man.
Like, all of that's a whole nother story, but also...
She has her own really neat story.
Yeah. Another thing is, like,
I was the easy ex at that point, honestly.
I think so, jeez. Yeah. You're definitely the cutest. Anyways, with her and I, she's not always been 100% like, I love you, you're awesome, Jenna. Because initially, remember when I put Jaden on my health insurance? Because the hospital I was with, if you have two or more kids,
yes,
it's the same price.
Yep.
So I was like, well,
put
I'm
them
just
all on.
Yeah, I can legally add them all on. I'm gonna add them all on because it's not gonna hurt anything.
But she was covering them under her benefits, and we ran into like a
it was just that I told her I was doing it, and she was like, who is this girl like coming in here?
Oh yeah.
And you're gonna do this for my kid? Like,
yeah. She was actually, like, taken aback. Like, why would you do that?
I don't think necessarily in a good way. I think she was
that's what I'm saying. Like why would you do that?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. Like, I don't know you.
Why are you trying to replace me?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay. You okay?
It wasn't. I would
it totally
bet
was
you
not. That's
money.
Why she was so super on board with it to begin with.
She would
have... Honey, I'm not accusing her of some dumb shit.
I'm
telling you, she would do what you do in that situation. Be like,
yes,
who are you?
I agree, but what I'm saying is never once do I ever think that she has been insecure in her role as a mother.
Oh, not at all.
That's what I'm saying. No. I thought that that's what you were implying.
Wait. No.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Yeah, like, who's this
she
girl going to do this?
Extremely skeptical, but she would not be insecure.
Skeptical, yes.
She's like, who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And then she texts me, like, who is she? Why?
Well, she knew about me before.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
She would still cover 100 bases out of 20.
Yes.
Like you would.
Yes.
So yes. What you're saying is my first wife and you are best friends because you're just taller.
I am taller.
Seriously, by like 8 or 9 inches.
No, 7 or 8.
Okay, my bad. I missed it by an inch. That's never happened to me. Anyway, you guys are very, very similar in the way you guys mother. You're very similar in the way you're cautious when it comes to the kids. You're not overbearing, but you're very cautious, which is the right way to be in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Trust but verify. You've got to meet a person to know them. You're planners. Believe it or not, you're both very good planners.
Hard workers.
Logistics. You work your asses off. And then when work's over, you take your hair down and you're like, all right, let's fucking do this. Let's fight.
Yeah, but also
you're very professional. You know what I'm saying? You're very similar.
Yes.
You're not the same.
I know. But even when, when I went to her house and we were hanging out that day, I used her half bath and she had the same-ish design in the half bath, like same color hand towel, like similar shelf with like stuff on it. It was just kind of interesting to see how similar we are. Well, we're going to take a break because Dixie has diarrhea. Okay, love you. Bye.
Jenna is pounding a Mediterranean salad right now making. Sorry, that's Mediterranean. That's
it's called Lebanese salad.
Oh my God, Chip and Joanna Gaines, and she made fatay with it because we saw it and we liked it, and she's made it before and it's awesome.
What Daddy wants, Daddy gets.
I feel like you picked the fatay, but I can't say it was based on the salad because she wanted a do-over because you felt like you didn't make the fatay as well as you could last time. I thought it was awesome, by the way. Fucking delicious. I ate all of it. She sent it to work with me, and she's like, meh. I took it to work and ate it for like a week because it was a lot.
Because I didn't want to hear.
Well, I don't know what you didn't want to hear, but what I told you was true, and it was fucking delicious. I only had like a handful of the salad left because, obviously, salad lady over here.
I love salad.
But we're on round two of that one, and I think it looks delicious, just like it did last time. So that's what we're doing. If she's done, mowing down on salad, she can say hi.
Hi!
She was just talking between bites. Don't let her fool you.
Barely. Only a little bit. I used my manners. Okay.
You do have manners.
So, we talked a little bit about...
I know it was a cold ending with... when we were talking about summer.
When nature calls. I spent an hour cleaning shit out of the carpet, and I'm not about to do it again.
And this dog still has diarrhea, so...
Yeah.
We're fucking over it, but here we are.
Anyways, we were talking about, like, summer, Cammie, Jenna, the way you respect all of us... And how
only,
Summer
only two
and I
of you
are like.
Return the respect.
Yeah. Yeah. But beyond that, I think that, well, I guess I already said it. If one person thinks everyone else is assholes, really, they're
probably the asshole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a very core thing that I learned a long time ago. If you're running into assholes all day long, you're probably the asshole. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah.
We're moving into a new phase. And this is going to be, you know, later down the road. We'll have to do more episodes based on it. But we had some good talks with Matthew the past week. At least we feel they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes because we'd like him home, but, you know, we'll see
how it
goes.
We're not going to force it or push it.
We'll see how it goes.
He texted, was it Friday? He texted me Friday morning?
I think it was Friday because it was drill. It was not a regular day. It was
Friday morning he texted me.
Oh, because I had my board. And I asked him the thing.
But he texted me Friday morning and asked if...
How hard would it be to transfer him schools?
Yeah.
To school down here, which we proposed to him before we moved.
Yeah, we proposed it before we moved, but he didn't want to because he lettered in band as a freshman, and he really was all about it. But when I asked him, like, why now and how do you know you're sure, he's like, I just want a fresh start. So, I don't know. Here we are, stupid again.
We're going to be stupid.
We're dumbasses. Because
we fucking miss him. So we're going to be stupid again, y'all. So this might get sporty in the future, or it may not. We don't know. But we're going to give it a go still, because we want to, frankly.
Yeah, just give him the opportunity to, like, rebrand himself. I
hope he does. Mm-hmm. I bought a truck for him. He don't want it. Now I got to sell the motherfucker. I mean... Yeah, I bought him a truck that he helped me get running, I don't know, 2-3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then decides he doesn't want it because it's terrible on fuel. He doesn't even want a car either. He wants a motorcycle. And we're like, fuck that and fuck you. Yeah, fuck no, by the way.
Not insuring you to drive a motorcycle. Not
insuring you, a 16-year-old, to ride a motorcycle that you can't afford to pay for or insure. So he got all pissed and didn't talk to us for a couple weeks. And then a couple days ago, he's like, hey, what do I got to do to get the fuck out of prison? Because that's basically where he's at.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll have more updates on that. But really, you know, I spent my weekend, you know, preparing his room and ordering stuff. Because I kind of was, like, waiting. Because I'm not going to order it.
So your office in this house is a spare bedroom. And we originally planned on having Matthew or my dad there. But my dad, he's not ready to come down or come up yet. So we figured, okay, Matthew's bedroom, because we talked to him about it before. But until then, it's been your office.
Yeah.
And super nice office. And then we got the bed we got the guest bed to put in there because we were going to do that anyway, mm-hmm. no matter who lives here. And now we were always subconsciously leaning towards Matthew coming home.
We never really, like, settled that room. Like, we didn't. Nothing's hung on the walls.
There was boxes still, in there still. Uh-huh. It was never really, like, unpacked and kind of, I don't know.
Welcoming? Ready?
Yeah, it wasn't ready for anything.
Yeah. Except my desk.
Because we weren't ready to settle on that being just your office. But... I mean, days after we put the guest bed in there, a friend of mine, Greg, he stayed in the guest bed last night, mm-hmm. just by chance. He's the first person that slept on the guest bed. Said it was awesome. And then 24 hours before and 24 hours after, we're talking to Matthew about him possibly, you know, he wants to come home. So she spent, what, all damn day?
Yesterday,
moving her office into our bedroom because it's... Our bedroom is huge, and setting up the guest bedroom for Matthew. Mm-hmm. Had to order him an armoire and I think a desk and a chair because we didn't have spares for that shit. And, you know, us being dumb again. Mm-hmm. We're only dumb until we're proven right or wrong, right? But we are very hopeful, as always. I really am, and I know you are, because we miss him. We miss him a lot. It's a low-key heartbreaker. We think this might be...
It
might be the time where he comes home. So we'll see how that goes. We'll address that later.
Yeah.
We're not going to dive into that because we don't have that info yet. But super good weekend for me. Professionally,
Alexa,
super good weekend for the bad timing awards, for alarms going off, for the oven being preheated.
No, it's not preheated. The fatigue's done.
It's done. It's not preheating. I just learned that. But I don't know. I think we were we were always in kind of a holding pattern when it comes to Matthew, because we're just waiting for him to, you know, say, fuck, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, figure it
let's
out.
Be done, and I want to come home. Let's fucking do something. We talked to him a lot, and he, I don't even think he knows which way is up, but, you know, teenagers, right? We got one that's doing okay, and then one that's is on another fucking planet. What do you think would be Matthew's biggest draw to come here? Biggest draw to come here?
Food.
Fuck yeah. The food is way better here than most other places. And he loves good food. I think second would be that bed in that room is colossal when it comes to comfort.
And his own room.
And he gets his own room for the first time ever, by the way.
Not ever.
Oh, am I wrong?
Yeah, just the last decade.
Oh, just the last 10 out of 16 years of his life?
Yeah, just the last decade.
Oh, so the first time ever? Because he don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
But with a bed big enough to fit him and privacy, because yeah. He's a 16-year-old boy. Both of us have been looking at cars for this fucking idiot for some reason. Because he don't want that truck, but I don't know. We are stupid.
Stupidly stupid, hopeful stupid, is stupidly what I was hopeful. Thinking. Yeah.
But the stupidly hopeful events have come closer together and closer together and closer mm-hmm. together in the past 6 or 8 months. Instead of a month, it's 3 weeks. Instead of 3 weeks, it's 2 weeks. Instead of 2 weeks, it's a week. Like,
yeah.
It's like been winding down. And then, what, Friday, he was like, hey, what do we got to do to transfer that school where you're at? And we talked to him on the phone for about an hour.
Yeah.
Friday night about the rules ain't changed, big homie kind of stuff. And I think we landed on at least a middle ground. But he's willing to give it a go and give it a shot. So
will we.
For 1/6 of the time.
Yeah.
That we have to deal with all these kids.
But what's interesting about this is that we will now have the boys 6 days a week.
And they still have to go back to the dads on Saturday through until like Monday
it's,
morning or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
it's Saturday night to Monday morning. Yeah. But also, can we talk about Father of the Year for a minute?
Please do.
So
Matthew, I feel like this should be one of our active subjects.
So Matthew, you know, texts me Friday morning. I said, let's talk about this tonight. Call me after driver's ed. Okay, Mom, I'll call, you know, 6 to 6:30-ish.
Cool. It was about 7, yeah.
Yeah. So he calls and we talk about it. And I'm like, all right, like, how do you want to approach this with your dad? And I kind of like left it.
Because his dad has to be involved.
Yes.
Legally and morally.
So I kind of like put the ball in his court and how he wanted to handle it, because Bobby doesn't talk to me
at all. He hasn't replied like, to any text messages in weeks.
Days, weeks.
No, it's been weeks.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's been weeks.
So he's like, "Well, I want to talk to him tonight when he gets home from work, and then we'll group text after that to figure out."
Side note: Matthew texts me at least twice a week.
Yeah,
and I respond.
She needs to go out again. Walk and talk. So.
Dang it.
It's all right. So he, I told him, you know, like, we have to talk to your dad about this. So he talks to his dad Friday night, and then we talk, or I checked in with him Saturday. How'd it go? And he's like, it went fine. He said, if it's what I want, you know, he's on board with it. And I'm like, okay. So I tried to choke on my own spit. So I said, well, do you want to start a group text? Do you want me to start a group text? You can start it. Okay. So I start this text. And actually, because I can. Let me read it. Because I've, in the past, been accused of my toxic text messages.
Oh, you and your toxic,
Yeah.
momming or
something. Yeah, like that? So that's why he doesn't respond to me. So yesterday...
Because you're toxic as fuck?
Yeah. So yesterday, I said, Matthew said he spoke with you last night, so I wanted to talk with you about the schedule. I assume we'd do the same schedule with him that you have with Ryan. High school here starts at 7:35. If you didn't want to hang around to drop Ryan off to school too, because it's an hour difference,
it is.
You could just drop him off at the house when you drop Matthew off on Mondays. Any long weekends they don't have school, we can coordinate so you get extra time with them if you want. We can give you their entire week of Thanksgiving this year and a week over Christmas break if you'd like. I told Matthew I can't call the school to enroll him until Monday, so I'd have to share more information with you then. In the meantime, I say we keep him at his current high school until the new high school has his schedule and he's enrolled here. Does this sound okay to you? Thoughts? Questions?
And then nothing.
Toxic as fuck.
you didn't read the message after that where you're like, hey, just check in, making sure you got my message.
Yeah, ghosted.
What do you think? Fuck.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what to... I got nothing on that one, but...
I mean, you know, I feel like I try
stepdad
and...
Stepdad of the year.
Yeah, I try and be respectful.
All I do is buy these people cars and pay for their medical and dental and love them and be nice to them.
Yeah. I try and be respectful, and I try and treat him with kindness and decency, even though I don't think he always deserves it.
He doesn't deserve it. But, doesn't mean you get to stop doing it.
I know, right. It's like we always talk about carrying ourselves gracefully through the hard situations, and that's what the kids will see. Well, it's taken Matthew a few years, but I think he's starting to see.
I think all he's seen is the downside, but he knows how we live and how Ryan... goes back to the house happy and then deflates.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he sees us in a happenstance and everybody else is like, hey, what's up? We got to go now because you're an asshole.
Yeah. Also, you mentioned Ryan and it reminded me. So, like, I'm not saying that our kids are not, like, scared of us at all or, like, scared to tell us things, but...
All kids are scared to tell their parents things.
Right.
Just not everything.
Yeah. So, Ryan comes walking up from parent pickup the other day, and he, like, holds his wrist up, and his Apple Watch is gone. And I'm like, nice. So, he gets in the car, and I'm like, what happened? And he pulls out his broken watch band, and then he pulls out that actual Apple Watch part, the expensive part. I think she still needs a poo. Okay. Go potty.
Go potty. She doesn't.
So he pulls out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so proud of you for making sure that you grabbed that part, because that's the important part. This child
was scared.
That his Apple Watch broke on accident. He was just roughhousing.
The band.
He was just roughhousing with some friends because he said that, like, this friend, you know, like, jumped on him, and so he was holding him. And when it happened, he, like, accidentally tugged on his Apple Watch and broke the band that his dad got him because it's a Rick and Morty one. So I said, you know what? Like, don't worry about it. You know, you got the expensive part, the most important part. You know, it's fine. And he goes, well, my dad's going to yell at me. And I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, what kind of an asshole would yell at a child for accidentally breaking an Apple Watch band that costs $10?
The kind of asshole who's done what he's done to his kids so far.
True.
That's the kind of asshole.
So anyways, I said, you know what, don't worry about that, you know, we'll, and he's like, can I order another one and have it delivered before I go back to my dad's? And I'm like, no, you know, it won't come that fast, but I said, I said, you know, it's important that you are still honest with your dad. You know, you can't lie to him about this. Just be honest. I'll buy you the exact same watch band to replace it. Mom, it was $50. And I'm like, well.
He was very concerned about the price. So yeah. Matthew's always been the same way too.
Wonder where they get it from.
It's crazy, right? So obviously, you do your homework and figure out that.
$9.90.
But.
Ryan found it out, remember?
Yeah, Ryan's the one that found it on Amazon.
He's like, oh, $9.90? That's not $50. I'm like,
yep.
Uh-huh.
But as far as he knows, that's just Amazon prices, not like dad was lying
kind of a deal. Yeah.
People can justify most things in a myriad of ways, trust me. Oh, he must have bought that at a store instead of on Amazon. Nope, your grandma bought that and shipped it to your fucking dad's house. Everybody knows
that's how it went. For $10.
Everybody knows how that went. But your dad probably told you, oh, it's a $50 watch band, bruh. Take care of that. That's why he was afraid to tell his dad.
Yeah.
And if I had bought a $50 watch band for my 10-year-old son and he broke it, I'd be like, oh, who's the dickhead?
Yeah, you're the dumbass.
Me for buying a $50 watch band for a 10-year-old who is very active.
Yeah.
Very, not in a bad way, destructive. Uh-huh. He wrecks his bike. He gets bruised up. He's active.
Yeah.
If he wrecks his watch, he'd come in the house and be like, I broke my watch. I'd be like, how'd you do that? He'd be like, oh, well, I was on my bike, but then a Lincoln hit me and I skidded across the street, but check out my knee and it got scuffed up and I lost a shoe, but my watch band broke. That's what this kid would do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, where's your shoe? Where are you bleeding? What's the fucking plate number on that car? So the difference is, here, he'd be like, I can tell you the license plate number of that car. Oh,
but also,
please do, because that motherfucker's going to pay.
But also here...
His dad's house, he'd be like, nah, nothing happened. I broke it. I'm scared.
Yeah, but here, he's not afraid to tell the truth all the time. And I say that because we don't know...
School is usually what he's afraid to tell us the truth about.
Yeah,
not but, about breaking shit, because he knows... He can come to me to fix it.
Yeah. But, like, with the watch band, you know, like, he didn't even hesitate. He wasn't even in the car yet. And he held his wrist up. Yeah, and, like, frowned. And I was like, fuck, don't tell me he lost that.
I wouldn't actually care if he lost it. I want to know how.
Well, yeah. And I was thinking initially, like, I can put a tracker on it. And I can see where it is.
I would be more worried that somebody took it from him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to get it back. That's why he would be sad, because somebody stole from me.
Yeah.
Not.
But
it got broke, but it's in my pocket, and my dad's going to be mad about this watch band that is definitely not $50, by the way.
Yeah, but how sad is that, that, like, one, Bobby lied to him about the cost of it.
Bobby lied to him because he didn't fucking know how much it cost, because he didn't buy it.
Well, maybe, or remember I told you, like, he would get these pants on sale for, like, $10, but they're normally $150 jeans.
I bought you $150 jeans.
Right, and so I was expected to match that for him for Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
You mean his mom bought those on sale?
No, he did, because that's, you know, when we both had jobs.
Oh, and he only had to pay $10.
Right. So he paid $10, but because it was worth $150... You know, he spent $1,000 on me. I needed to spend $1,000 on him.
I'm not buying you shit for Christmas, just so you know.
High five.
You know what you're going to buy me for Christmas? Not a goddamn thing. Well, yes. No, that's... Yes. Sorry. I misheard you. That's happening. That's happening later. I'm not waiting till Christmas.
Anyways, really, like, the point of that is just how sad it is that he's so scared to tell his dad the truth. Like,
I broke my watch playing.
Yeah. My $500 watch that Mom and TJ bought versus your $10 watch band. Like, you're going to get pissed at me.
Fuck. Also, he didn't have to buy him the watch band.
Right.
There's 19 watch bands for those fucking Apple Watches here, because several kids have them.
Yep.
You didn't have to get that. You're mad about something you definitely did not have to buy.
Yeah.
You volunteered to buy.
Yep.
He did not ask for.
Yep.
Or he might have. We don't know. Well, but it got broke while he was playing, because he's fucking 10.
Yeah.
I cannot absorb. So if I was a poor person and I didn't pay for anything,
I don't think I'd be worried about what people wrote. Unless I was trying to impress upon them the fact that I spent a shitload of money on that.
Yeah.
You know what you didn't spend a shitload of money on? The rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
You live in a Soviet apartment.
Yeah.
Drive a shitbox truck. You never leave your house. You have a shit-ass job. The fuck that kid believes that is... It's the most expensive thing you've ever bought him. Because if it was 50 bucks, it would have been. You're fine. Anyway.
Trash cans.
Yeah, the trash isn't getting picked up at 9:30 at night.
I know. Someone's putting something in their trash or putting them out. That's what annoys me.
It doesn't involve us.
The feta is done.
Oh.
The second batch.
Also, dinner is... dinner's done. But I think we obviously know that he was scared to tell his dad that he broke his watch band because his dad would be pissed, like super mad. And I'm talking like wouldn't talk to this kid for 2 days type of mad over a watch band that I promise you this guy did not pay for a watch he did not pay for a kid he knows is super active. I get being, you know, a little taken aback. I'm like, oh, that sucks, bud. You can't wear that watch till we get a new band. But if you were playing and you fucked up your shit, who cares? Yeah. I broke so many bikes and watches when I was growing up. My parents were like, well, you're screwed till we get a new one. And I was like, yeah, okay. Because I earned it. They wouldn't yell at me and be like, you know how much that fucking costs?
Yeah.
Because... in the 80s, stuff didn't cost shit. My parents were just really poor. If I blew a bike tire, which I think I only blew one or two bike tires in my entire childhood. My dad would be like, I can fix that. And I said, all right, Dad. And then I waited till he fucking fixed it.
Yeah.
But I also had like an OG Huffy fixie. Them shits didn't break. I'm pretty sure the tires were made of asbestos and adamantium.
Yeah.
You have to ride over a solid strip of razor blades for them tires to get fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't dependent on tube. The tires were thick.
Mm-hmm.
But if I messed up my bike, my dad, because of where he worked, he'd get shit from work, machine it, or weld it, fix it, bring it home, and fucking put it on my bike. And be like, hey, bud, your bike's back on the road.
Well, it's the same thing how, like... you know, our last neighborhood was a new neighborhood. This neighborhood is a new neighborhood. So we have a bunch of goat heads everywhere.
Goat heads, nails, you fucking name it.
Yeah, but you always make sure to have bike tires in the garage because it's just inevitable that you're going to have to change
it. I keep tubes on hand. They also ride the shit out of their bikes.
Yeah.
Statistically, they're going to puncture a tire.
Mm-hmm.
So was it Thursday, Friday? When you found
Thursday.
Out Zoe's... bike tire had been flat for 2 weeks and
Thursday.
Ryan told us and
yeah,
I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys had flat bike tires. So do you want me to fix those or not?
Yeah.
So I fixed them both like when I got home from work or whatever.
Yeah.
They're used to it at the last house.
Yeah.
At the last house, I bet you I went through 25 tubes in bike tires.
The first year.
For just their two bikes.
Yeah.
In the first year.
Yeah. When it comes to like you putting new tubes in the tires and everything,
I check their brakes, I lubricate the chains, I make sure their handlebars are good. Sorry, go ahead.
But Ryan has said before that like he has a bike at his dad's, but he can't ride it. Well, why? Well, because it has flat tires. How long has that bike had flat tires? 2 years?
Probably
3 years?
About 8 years.
No, it's been 2 or 3.
Oh, has it? Did he ride that bike outside of his dad's house, or did he never leave that house ever in the past 5 years?
I don't know. I think it was probably fine when it was brand new. But the point being,
dude's
like...
never rode it.
Yeah, look who shows up here, you know, stepfather of the year.
Like I've been doing since we met?
Yeah.
Or since been buying bikes, or since I potty trained these motherfuckers?
Yep. All right, well, closing thoughts?
I don't know that this episode had a...
It didn't.
A purpose.
No.
But I started talking about differences in
I started it. I was talking about a story.
Shut up. Let me record. Let me record.
Stop talking.
Because I tell her all the time, we should be recording this.
Yeah. And I did.
Way to pick up on it.
Yeah.
How'd we start this episode off?
Good.
Why?
Because I was talking about when I was canoeing, and then you were talking about when you were rafting, and then we got into talking about, liars and ex-wives and...
Oh, so the usual? Those two things kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But we've been meaning to podcast for days and weeks.
Yeah.
And we kind of just stumbled into it.
Yeah.
And we have a kid-free night, and Princess still has diarrhea, so you guys are on board with that?
Yeah. It's our one kid-free night this entire month.
It's pretty neat, and we're going to go to bed as soon as we can and wake up way too early.
Eat dinner, go to bed, wake up early.
I don't know that we're going to go to bed, but...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we're going to be in bed.
Okay, got to go. Bye.
In summation, we didn't really have a guide for this one.
Yeah.
We just kind of throttled it and... Seat of our pants kind of a deal?
Yeah, just chit-chat.
Making dinner, Princess pooping.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. What do you want to say to the fans? We have fans.
Yes, so...
Oh, we're going to start that YouTube thing.
Yeah, so eventually we're going to start recording our faces when we do this.
We're going to do the YouTube thing with the podcast recording thing.
Yes. And then I also have had some requests to do cooking videos, like my recipes and stuff.
We should totally do the interview thing too, though.
Yeah. So I might share some of that with you guys. And then something I was thinking about, I think... earlier today or maybe yesterday, I was thinking, you know, oh, it was when we were watching Downey on YouTube. But I was thinking, when we podcast, we just push record and we talk.
Just kind of roll.
It's not scripted.
It's not edited.
Obviously, it's not edited. Yeah. We usually have a couple of topics planned out, but really, what you guys are getting is just raw. First-hand conversation.
Us on the couch with Princess on the lap.
Yeah, it's not anything that's, formal, and we don't have people with degrees on here. I don't give a shit about your degree. I give a shit about your experiences. Oh,
I'm not interviewing experts here.
Right.
I would like to, if we had interviews, I want parents.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what your qualifications are.
Yeah.
If you're having a rough day,
yeah.
Please come talk to us, because everyone needs a sounding board. And every single step parent on this planet needs a sounding board.
Yes.
So bring it on.
Yeah. And I have put
We're all step parents in this house.
Yeah. And I've put in to be a guest on some podcasts. Well, guess what?
You don't have a degree?
Yeah. This podcast only interviews people with degrees or some sort of social media standing. Oh, so because I don't have that, I'm less... qualified to be on your podcast.
Bitch, is this a job interview really, or do you want input?
Yeah, but listen here. How many people have you interviewed that have two ex-wives, one you get along with and one you don't? How many people have you interviewed that are military families? Zero.
We have not.
Just saying. Not us. I mean, because I mentioned that, because it was right around Afghanistan.
Alan from Father's Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I follow him and he is rad. So yes. give him a fucking look if you haven't looked at it yet, because he is awesome.
Yes.
I think that's our only real real interview that got published, but
yeah,
he is awesome.
Yeah.
And he is accurate and factual and truthful.
Yep.
I love him because he's smart.
But also...
and because he has a big ass heart.
Can I just say that our recording was delayed or something. God. So it sounded like...
we had to start it twice. It was messed up. The audio, because of... he's not here. He's not in this state.
Yeah. But it sounded like we were interrupting him or he was interrupting us, and we were always talking over each other. But it wasn't like that in real life.
Oh, no. We were talking to each other in real time.
Yeah.
And when we saw the
I listened to it and I was like, I can't.
On on a, I think it was Instagram.
Yeah.
We're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I didn't interrupt him that much, I swear. Anyways.
But we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get our faces out there because sometimes you got to put a face to a voice.
Are you down?
I'm in. You're going to be the star of the show. I promise you that.
I'm the star of the show.
Nobody wants to see my mongoloid ass.
I like your mongoloid ass.
I like your mongoloid ass. Except it's not mongoloid. It's just hot.
I was going to say, are you calling me a mongoloid?
Mongoloid wife. You're my favorite.
You're my favorite.
Anywhoozle.
We love you. We appreciate you for listening.
If you guys wouldn't mind seeing us in real time, we're down. But hey, give us a shout.
Yeah, especially my loyal listeners. There are a few of you you should know because we're Instagram friends. But if you're listening to this, let me know what you think. Send me an email or a DM.
My boy Vegas Tony, he knows who he is.
if you're listening.
My boy Mike in Pennsylvania, he knows who he is.
Mikey.
He's a woo! He's a, that's my boy. So if you guys ever want to, fuck it, collaborate, shout out, talk.
Yeah, let us know.
Step parenting is hard, and let's do it together. You guys all right? We're all right. Later.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Wicked Stepmom Podcast. As always, you can find me on Facebook under Jenna Garcia and Instagram as wickedstepmom.6. If you do want to friend me on social media, please let me know that you're a fan of the podcast. Otherwise, you will be denied. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to see covered, or if you just want to reach out and say hi, you can email me at wickedstepmom.6@gmail.com. And if you love the podcast, please give us a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find us and share our wealth of knowledge with everyone around us. Thanks for listening.